Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back.
We start with a big story, not only here, but statewide. I called it a political earthquake.
Steve Pierce.
That's right.
He's running for governor. He has no real obvious competition in the Republican primary, but he's giving up his House seat to do this. And
hence the political earthquake comment.
Yes, because a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of people think that it's a kind of a failed try because the state might be ready for a change in parties in the governor's mansion, as it were, after 8 years of Susanna. But he's got an organization with him, and there's some thought that maybe he's running because it will help the Republican effort statewide in statewide races and lift the visibility of those races and get the base more energized. And so there might be some real strategy to this. And who knows? I mean, it just depends on how the race unfolds.
Well, that's right. And we don't know who his opponent will be yet. At this point, there are some very serious contenders for the Democratic nomination. And as you say, at this point, we don't have an opponent for him in a GOP primary. He may not have an opponent, or at least a high-profile one.
Mayor Barry of Albuquerque apparently is not going to run.
That's what Congressman Pierce says. He says Barry is not running. Sanchez is not running. So those were the two big names.
And those names might surface elsewhere now.
That's
because
right.
It's kind of a domino effect.
That's right.
Now everybody's going to be looking at their next move.
It's going to be an interesting year for political coverage. All right, well, there is a bit of a kerfuffle. I don't usually use that word, but there is with the farmers market. Some concern there.
There is. They are going to scale back their closing hours in summer to noon. It's 1 o'clock now. It opens at 8:30 on Saturdays, and apparently, and we're just starting to get the facts on this. But apparently, there have been a couple of heat exhaustion episodes, and they're worried about the heat. But
yeah, they're shaving an hour off of this. I believe it was 1 o'clock that it closed. So that there, I know some vendors are not happy about.
They can't be happy, and this is only for half the year. But it's they're starting the hours in April.
And
through September when it's not that hot. So
yeah,
I'm scratching my head, frankly,
we'll
on this.
Read
one.
More about that in the bulletin. You'll also get a chance to read about a woman who was one of the first women in the military. This is great.
Yes, she's 102 years old, Betty Sompe, and she is now in a kind of an assisted living facility in El Paso, but many years lived in Las Cruces. And she's 102 years old. It's just amazing. And she came in the office to talk to Mike Cook. So she's kicking.
I love that.
And she talks about joining the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, which was the WAAC, and then later changed to WACS before World War II. So she's got some stories to tell.
I will look forward to reading more about that. We also have a street designation honoring a Mayfield football legend.
Jim Bradley, who is the second winningest high school football coach in New Mexico history. And he passed away several years ago, but now they've named a portion of Toshiro Drive after him, and it's going to be called Jim Bradley Championship Way, Coach Jim Bradley Championship Way. And they had a big ceremony on that, and it drew the mayor and some dignitaries and public officials for that ceremony.
All right,
and they put up signs and everything.
Yeah,
so
that's fantastic. All right, in our last minute here, if you're looking for something to do, you could have one night, you could have three nights. This is amazing. This is a big dance festival at New Mexico State University.
The Desert Dance Festival, it starts on Wednesday, July 26th for 3 days through that following Friday. And a lot of big names in dance are coming here from all over the country. And it's going to be folded into the 41st annual Bill Evans Summer Institute of Dance, which is not a normal event held here in Las Cruces, but it's being folded into that that long time running dance.
That will be a lot of fun and a lot of attention for Las Cruces. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.